السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. And I'm sure Mufti Saab, you enjoying yourself in your hometown. Home is best, Mufti Saab. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mama Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, and our Dawood Mota, and Zakariya Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Zulqa'dah 1445. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 34, Surah Al-Sabah, and verses number 22 and 23. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, قُلْ إِدْءُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is challenging all those people who have established, associated somebody, something with Almighty Allah. Someone will say Jesus is the son of Allah, God, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Somebody will say that the malaika angels are the daughters of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah, as the mushrikeen, idol worshippers in those days used to say. People will worship their idols and so forth and so on. So as we see the Hindus and Buddhists and they're doing that. So in various ways we will find people are rejecting Tawheed, the true monotheism. Every one of them rejects it, whether it's the Jews, Christian, Hindus, Buddhists and so forth and so on. Only Islam teaches us the true monotheism and Tawheed and believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah states, قُلْ إِدْءُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. So you tell them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, call those whom you consider that can help you, can give you children, can give you cure, can give you good health, wealth, honor, and so forth. مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Almighty Allah. They cannot help you in the least. See what Almighty Allah states. All these deities, all these demigods and semigods, La yamlikuna mithqala dharra, they do not even possess an atom's weight, remember, of any power, authority, fis samawati wala fil ard, nor in the celestial creation, in the heavens and skies, wala fil ard, and nor in the terrestrial creation, and that is, remember, on the land and on the sand and so forth. Wama lahum fihima min shirk, and remember that they are the ones that they don't have any share, and that with Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is wahdahu la sharika lahu, the one and only exclusive Khaliq, the only creator in the entire universe. Put all the scientists, all the professors, all the deities, semi-gods, demigods together. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They can't even create one single fly. A fly that will fly. Because who will do the ensoulment? Meaning that who will put the ruh inside? Nobody knows what is the meaning of ruh and soul and spirit. That all is solely only known by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that's another challenge Almighty Allah has given to the professors, doctors, scientists. And that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, and that is Surah Hajj, chapter 22, and verse number 73. So everything you will find in the Noble Quran. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهِمَا مِنْ شِرْكٍ Allah has no partner and no share with him. Allah is وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ He is the exclusive Khaliq creator, the exclusive and only Malik and owner of this entire universe. وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ And there is none as a helper, assistant for him, because he does not need anybody. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ Almighty Allah is 100% self-sufficient and independent, and you, the entire creation, everybody, everything in the creation, we are muhtaj, faqir, paupers, beggars. Every day we inhale, exhale, so all that we need, the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ And none will be able to benefit somebody else with intercession. So nobody will be able to intercede by Almighty Allah عِنْدَهُ by Allah إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ Except for whomsoever he gives permission. Whoever he gives consent, we see in AK, Ayat al-Kursi, verse 255, that is chapter 2, verse 255. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَأُ إِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ Who is there that can intercede? None. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ Except with the permission of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. At this juncture, we should remember the wonderful, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said شفاعتي لأهل الكبائر من أمتي My intercession is for those people who have committed and perpetrated major, major sins of my ummah. I will intercede for them, provided, and this is the proviso, they died and passed away with Iman and Islam. So every day, O Muslim, whether you are in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, or Aqsa Mubarak, or any other place, say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, let Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of qiyamah, our families and the entire ummah. Hatta idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim. Now here Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is speaking about the angels also. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala passes a verdict, a command, an injunction. And now the angels from sky to sky, the message is going. So now some angels are so terrified and petrified, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّيَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ So much so, when it is removed from them, that terror, that fear, عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ from their hearts, قَالُوا So they ask one another, the angels, مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ What did Almighty Allah, your sustainer, Narisha, say? قَالُوا الْحَقِّ Then they will say, Allah spoke the truth. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ And He, Almighty Allah, is the most sublime and very, very sublime. And Kabir, He is very, very big and majestic. So Allahu Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the greatest, the biggest, the mightiest. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in the Noble Quran. Before we continue any further, we know that the satellite that is on your radio, in your phones and all that, you can listen to us, but on the radio that you have in your house, for example, so we are off from yesterday, there are some problems. The problem is our satellite is there overseas somewhere, and now they're experiencing a lot of storms and rains and so forth. So therefore, the satellite has moved. So inna lillahi wa inna raji'un, we're receiving so many messages, phone calls. So we do apologize, certain things are beyond our control. So it's not our problem here, it's a problem overseas. So we beg everyone, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through the wasila, barakah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala removes all these difficulties. We know how you want to listen to this program in the comfort of your house, on the radios and so forth. So we appeal to you, we implore Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that inshaAllah today sometime inshaAllah in the morning or whenever Allah knows best that everything goes back to normal. So we beg you, appeal to you also to make dua, and once again we do apologize, please do forgive us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Zulqada, 1445 GG, that Gaza genocide, day number 218. And Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And the Haaretz newspaper mentioned yesterday, last night here in Heidelberg, that I was reading it 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I see they wrote their 4 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. So imagine even now that we're sending more and more jutla straight to hell. So that is the mercy, the greatness, kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. They are biggest supporters. What does America say now? When, remember, the international pressure is on them. So they say that, yes, Israel has committed, remember, crimes against international law and so forth. Obviously, they worded very, very carefully. So the fact remains that they are admitting that Israel has committed war crimes and has committed genocide and committed ethnic cleansing. But the language they will use will be, remember, very careful. But any person who knows what's happening, that means at last they're admitting to all this, remember. France is saying immediately Israel must pull out from Rafah and stop all the attacks and so forth. Our beloved South Africa, yeah, we must agree with the government and the ANC. They're doing a good job on this score, yeah. What is correct, that we must say. What is wrong, we must condemn, obviously. So they have applied an urgent application to the ICJ, the International Criminal Court and so forth of justice, and told them that this is an urgent, urgent request, and you must tell Israel they must pull out. It destroyed Gaza. Now they want to destroy the last part of it, and that is Rafah as well. And remember that if you speak to the Palestinians, to speak to the media, there's no electricity there, there's no fuel coming in there, because for 5 days the Israelis have blocked the fuel, and they only have fuel left for 20, 24 hours. So the babies, the people, everybody in hospital will pass away and die. So this is a deliberate ploy of the Israelis, haramis, super murderers, super terrorists, and the rogue regime, that starvation they're using, remember, as a means of punishing the Palestinians and so forth. So, but wamakaru wamakarallah, the more they try, the more humiliated, disgraced they get. 30 rockets came in yesterday from Lebanon, Hezbollah, we call them Hezbo Shaitan. Good job, Hezbollah, you blast the Israelis. 14 came in from Gaza, and remember, in one part of Israel, Kiryat Shumna, so there you find the fire was raging on for hours and hours and all. So all that is going on. Spain and Ireland on the 21st or 22nd, anyway, sometime in May, so they will be recognizing the state of Palestine. So that is, you must remember, Spain and Ireland, more and more European countries. And yesterday, they had a vote, the General Assembly, and Palestine was accepted as the 194th member of the United Nations. So Israel is burning with anger and so forth and so on. So obviously, America voted against it, Israel and some other haramis and shaitan, but the overwhelming majority, more than 140 countries, welcome Palestine, and like a full member of the United Nations and so forth. There are still some restrictions. So the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, totally humiliated, disgraced on the world forum and world media. So he took a shredder and he's shredding the charter of the United Nations. So who gave you Israel illegally? So you must remember the United Nations. And then the Lord Balfour and all that. The whole Israel from 1917 was cooked up. It's an illegal, fraudulent system and state. Therefore, there's always upheaval there, and Almighty Allah states, wherever the Jutlas are, the Jews are, Allah will punish them till the day of justice. go and read the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْأَذَابِ. Definitely, surely, Allah will continue His punishment till the day of justice against these people perpetrating these crimes and so forth. So therefore, Allah, and he was humiliated, disgraced, he doesn't know which way to turn and so forth, remember that. So look at these jutlas, what they do. So you know there's UNRWA. So UNRWA, there is United Nations Relief and Work Agency and so forth. The Israelis went there in Jerusalem and they burned the compound of this UNRWA in Jerusalem. So that is what they do. They're murderers and they are people who want anarchy. They state terrorism. Remember, all this is going on. And the same settlers are blocking the aid. They put rocks and stones and all that so the trucks can't move to Gaza. The world is seeing all this. And remember, therefore, the only solution will be one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And the more they try, so more and more universities. If you know your history, geography, and politics, in 1968, Columbia University was the epicenter for the protests and demonstrations during the Vietnam War. So now, 2024, more than 55 years later, we find that what has happened, that again, Columbia University is the epicenter, and every day it's spreading to more and more universities. Jewish students, other students, non-Muslims standing up, and viva, viva Palestina. From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Inshallah, that will happen ajilan ghayra ajil. That will happen very, very soon, and the jutlas are packing up and so forth. I told you, jutlas, haramis, go and get your second passport. You're going to lose the whole of Israel. We're coming to take over, inshallah, bifadlillah wa rahmatihi. Afghanistan, very, very sad news. 50 people passed away due to floods day in Afghanistan yesterday. Allah Jalla wala protect them. For Allahu khairun hafidhu wa rahmur rahimin. The Maldives president arrived there in Medina Munawwara on a state visit. So mashallah, they come from various countries, sometime perform Umrah, sometime perform Hajj, sometimes still the state visit goes on. And the same Maldives has done very well. They kicked out the Indian troops. They said, hey you, get out from here. So they left, you must remember, and the Ching Chong Chinese are in now, so they're bringing them in. So they're going nearer and closer to China, and they don't want to deal much with Maldives. But what they were India. The problem, one thing happened is this, that the Indian tourists used to flock to Maldives. I've been to Maldives, very, very beautiful, paradise on earth, they, you know, call it. Obviously, there's no comparison. I'm telling you what they call it. But remember that in this case here, yeah, that they have dwindled, the Indian tourists. So inshallah, other people will come and so forth. So let's give you some local news now. And the ANC support is declining. And remember, they're very, very worried and so forth. So Fikile Balula, that is their secretary general, he goes and tour a township. And you know which kind of car he used, South Africans? You esteemed listeners of Ansar Radio International and the member Kas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Balula goes and tours the township with the armored car. And that value of that car is 3 million rand. Can you believe that? You understood? So SABC bans the DA controversial aid, that one of burning the South African flag and so forth. They are saying the political, you know, pundits or whatever you want to call them, the political fundis. So the guys who are the experts in that, they're saying if there's a coalition post-elections between ANC and EFF, so that will not boost the business confidence. Rather, it will be a huge, huge dent in the business confidence. So foreign investment and all that, that is what they are saying. Allah alone knows. Israel is gone into negative territory as far as they are, as far as the economy goes, and as far as, you know, the roads, agencies, so that financial agencies and so forth. So Israel is catching it from all sides and so forth. Alhamdulillah. In George, they say 9 or 10 people already certified dead and 44 approximately still missing and unaccounted for. So whether they passed away, whether they're in the rubble, whether they're in the mortuaries, that the families are not really aware what's going on. And that's a sad, sad story, tragic story. For you Muslims, I'm addressing this. Remember, the kuffar system is this. Tomorrow, Sunday, they will say is Mother's Day, and they the ones haramis and illegal children, illegitimate children, I call them, who dumped their parents in the old age home, which in Islam is a curse upon them. And you must get such children, Islamically Muslim, and give them a good threshing. That is what Islam says. You got no shame that you took your beloved mother, father, dumped them in some old age home, and then once a year you want to go there with a present and a gift and say how much you love them? Shame on you. You're a disgrace to humanity. Allah's curse is on you every minute, every moment. So get your mother, father out of all these places and make khidmat of them. If I ask you, how's your brothers? How's your sisters? Obviously, I can ask you the question. If I ask you, how's your mothers and fathers? You'll get very, very upset, rightly so. We only have one pair, or one biological father, one biological mother. So how dare you ask me how's my fathers and mothers and so forth? But what does secularism, capitalism, Zionism, democracy, all these are satanic systems. Quran says to be a true Muslim, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, and 255 is AK, Ayatul Kursi. The next verse after that, chapter 2, verse 256, فَمَيْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. When you reject the Tawhuti system, all these are Tawhuti system, the Kufr system of democracy and of secularism, capitalism, Zionism, and socialism, communism, call it whatever you want to besides Islam, all are Tawhut. وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. You believe in Almighty Allah and all the articles of faith. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْهُسْقَى. Then you have held on firmly. You have held on firmly to the rope of Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. That rope of Allah can never ever snap. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. That rope of Allah will never snap and break. But me and you, we release the grip more and more. Then Islam gets weaker and weaker in our hearts, in our minds. Fajr time today, how many people are awake? 80% of the Ummah is sleeping in all countries. So we must remember there's an indictment upon us. People going for Hajj, but they still sleeping. Now, which kind of Hajj you going to perform? I'm asking you. So we should be very, very careful about this. So remember, and for voting also, we know the situation is becoming volatile and the politicians are gone into overdrive, everyone lying A to Z. So the only question you have to ask, who's lying more and who's lying less and who's making more propaganda and less propaganda? The promises they make are all hollow promises. So beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Surah 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Now it's the weekend, you have your leisure time, so use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Read through the Rakat Salat, read Quran Sharif, Yasin, read other verses of the Noble Quran. Ya Allah, protect Rafah, protect Gaza, protect Dafatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, protect Palestine, protect Majlul Aqsa, decimate and destroy the Arab regimes and tenpot dictators, Murtad, Haramis, Ghaddar, and traitors to Islam and to Muslims who are helping Israel and America. So may all, yesterday that Maulana Salim, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid delivered a wonderful khutbah. I will just give you one anecdote he said, because this will resonate with all of you. He said Imam Abu Hanifa was the teacher. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah was his student, greatest student. 18 years he studied by Imam Abu Hanifa. He didn't give all the details I'm giving you. So he said when Imam Abu Yusuf used to sit down to make dua, he used to first make dua for Imam Abu Hanifa, his beloved teacher, and then make dua for his parents. Imagine what loyal students they were. Do we ever make dua daily for our parents, for our teachers, our well-wishers? So that is the Shan, that is the true student, that is the true son, that is the true daughter, and that is the true Muslim. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq that we practice what Quran Sharif teaches us, what Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, what the Sahaba Radiallahu Anhu taught us, what the Awliyaullah and the special friends of Almighty Allah taught us, and the four schools, the Malikis, Hanbalis, Shafi'is, Hanafis. Inshallah, that is Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. We have 20 minutes or so, Mawlana. Bismillah, let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. Our Parda aunties and Kurta Walas are still supporting the Yahood businesses. This came Woolworths Pick and Pay. Do you think this is right?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islam is not what I think is right and what you think is right. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Iyaka wa ashab al-ra'i, that abstain from the people and their opinions who are opinionated and so forth. So this is a question of your moral conscience. When you know that these people are actively supporting Israel and they are supporting the genocide and so forth against the Palestinians, and it didn't start on 7th October, 7 months ago. It started more than 75 years ago. You must remember that. So that is what we must realize. And Allah Jalla wa Ala in His infinite wisdom is giving Hamas, Jihad Islami, this great opportunity to liberate the whole of Palestine. And today the world is witnessing the genocide going on. And therefore, when South Africa says Israel is a genocidal state, 100% we have to agree with it. So what does your conscience tell you? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak. To Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, authentic hadith in Mustad Ahmad, ask your own conscience. Myself, I'll never enter Woolworths, I'll never enter this game, I'll never enter all this pick and pay and so forth and so on. When we know that this type of things are happening and so forth. So therefore, you must remember that. But at the same token, I will tell you this, if you bought something there, we will not say it's absolutely haram or something. Say, for example, you bought some medication or something like that. We won't say it's haram, but we will say ethically it is something totally wrong, and we must show our true love to Almighty Allah, our true love to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our true love for the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, our first Qibla, and the Palestinians. So it is a moral issue, and we need to rise to that occasion.
Mufti Sahab, are we allowed to give interest money to pay for someone's studies?
Remember that for a person, Muslim person who has interest, he or she must realize interest in all forms and shapes and sizes are totally condemned. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. I'll just read one verse for you. Quran Kareem states, فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain, refrain from giving, taking, witnessing in the contract and so forth, this interest, then فَأَذَنُوا, then be prepared, بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِي, for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, each one of us must know it's absolutely haram. Now we are living in capitalistic systems and so forth. So now in your account, they give you interest. So use it to pay your taxes. Use it to give it to poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim, preferably Muslim. Now you say you want to give it to somebody, you understand, for their studies. So what do you mean by that? So if you mean you want to give it to a poor Muslim person, a poor non-Muslim person, so we will say generally it's permissible. But if you are speaking for a girl, a lady to go to university and all that, so that we say haram and not permissible. Our fatwa, whether people like it or not, for women, ladies to go every day, every second day to attend lectures, personally to be present in these varsities, which are brothels actually. So two, 3 days ago, somebody went to a university and said, you know, AK, what you say, now I'm 100% convinced. He said, I went to one university in South Africa, deliberately, he didn't mention the name. He said, when I just entered, they got there something there, they say, take one condom and then enter. You see, now I'm 100% convinced, you must, these are proselytes, you must remember these things. So that is what happens. So if you are giving it to a poor, poor person, Muslim, and remember he's a male, or you must remember Muslim or non-Muslim, then we say permissible. Females, we say they must study via correspondence and not go there physically, not acceptable, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for Muslims to celebrate Mother's Day?
I just mentioned that absolutely haram. The Quran Sharif has taught us that, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. And remember, Mother's Day and all that, you must remember, is something haram. So مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whosoever increases the numbers, you must remember, of people, becomes part and parcel of them. Hadith authentic in Musnad Abi Awana. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. Who imitates a people is part and parcel of them. So that is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad. Absolutely haram for businesses to promote it, for people to advertise it. All absolutely A to Z haram. However, if certain thing is on special and you need it, you got nothing to do with Mother's Day, how you look for special, you can save some money, so you go and buy that because you need it. But you're not going to go and give it to your mother tomorrow or something, and you will give it today, you will give it next week, so then it's fine, there's no problem. But you now want to buy something, and tomorrow you want to give your mother, and all haram, all that things there. Remember, now you are promoting the kuffar, non-Muslim culture, and their culture is worse than that of the animals. Quran says so. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, and they are worse than animals. Even animals don't go to their own gender. But today's human being supposed to be the people who are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. They have gone to the lowest of lowest, worse than animals and swines and pigs and so forth. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Human being, you are the best of Allah's creation. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. You went to the lowest and lowest. Adam and Eve, Allah created. They said Adam and Steve. They said Madam and Eve. Promoting the gay brigade. Promoting the lesbians and so forth. And people saying he got friends who are gays and all that, and supposed to be Maulvis and sheikhs and all that, mufatiyas they are. So such people, to read salat behind them, and that is not permissible.
So this is a ridiculous question, but I'm going to ask it. My mother climbed into my new two-door sports car in the back seat. She's a bit hefty and we couldn't get her out. We had to call the fire brigade to cut my car up. Should I let my mother pay for the damages?
You should need get a good hiding. You must remember, you the son, you need to get a good threshing and a good hiding. Never mind, she must pay. You must pay for all the expenses and everything, and go and kiss her hand today and ask her forgiveness. Where's your brains? You must remember, that's where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Chapter 66, verse 6. O you who believe, save yourself and save your children, your family, everybody from the fire. So your father, mother, children, siblings, all included there. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about a mother. Inna al-jannata inda rijliha. Jannat lies by her feet. Open Mishkat Sharif. Al-jannatu tahta qadamil ummahat. Jannat lies under the feet of the mother. If you had some common sense, which is not common today, you, even if you bought that sports car, you're just showing off and boasting and showing your arrogance now. If you wanted to drive and take your mother for a spin, you should have put her in the front seat. But you want to show off, so you put your wife there or your girlfriend there, and then in the back seat you put your mother, and then you have to get these chaps there, and they have to now panel beat your car, cut this, cut that, to get your mother out because she's big in size. So that is the disgrace. You're going to suffer more and more. It will be a stigma on you. The hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Man samma'a samma Allahu bihi. Whosoever wants to do actions and speech and whatever just to show off, never mind hereafter, Allah will disgrace them here in this world. This weekend, next weekend, following weekend, every weekend. Our Muslims are having nikahs, and they can't even spell nikah, majority of them. They spell nikah N-I-K-K-A. It's totally wrong. It's only one K, not double K. N-I-K-A-H. So nevertheless, so they have nikah. Let's go see the families, both sides, one side, 1 million, 2 million, 5 million. It's normal. What is that? You understood? It's my only son, my only daughter, my first son, my last daughter. Every fairy tale story they'll give you. After 3 months, 6 months back, everything finished. Dur Dani, we say in Memon, you understood? But they call us Divyo. So why? Because you wanted to show off. We will call the Qawwali, we will come in with dust, and we'll come in with the tiger, we'll come in with the lion, we'll come in with some elephant and hati meresati, and what and what people are doing, you must remember all this character, all haram. So you must remember, so Allah is disgracing you. Why? Because you have become the brother of Shaitan. How you became brother of Shaitan? Chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That remember that the people who squander their wealth and show off, so they are, you must remember that, the people who are the brothers of Shaitan. So that is my answer. So you don't think of charging your mother. So you must remember that you must apologize to your mother and you must pay for everything and sell that car and don't show off.
Mufti Sahab, how nice is camel meat or milk and also Zamzam water?
Excellent. You're going for Hajj, so you must go and drink the camel milk. It's sunnah. When we used to take the people, your love anecdotes and stories, quick story. So I don't know if they allow nowadays because the Saudis are crazy and MBS is a pakka murtad bin shaitan. So now when we used to take the groups and all that in the 90s and, you know, 2000s and so forth and so on, with Allah's help, Allah kabul for my Allah accept. So in Medina Munawwara, does the agent don't take you? I had one good friend there, Pakistani. He had a nice big bus. So I used to tell him, buy a bus layout. And I never used to make money out of it. I just tell everybody that this is what they want and you must pay them. So they pay. And in front of them, I give them the money. So they all can see also. So anyway, you must remember, I tell the people, we're going to visit the Jinnat. And the woman used to get very excited. Before the journey starts, the huzu breaks already, you know. So they say, what? I say, yeah, you must come. So then we go to Wadi-e-Jinn. Wadi-e-Jinn means the Jinn Valley. So then the brother, he takes us, you understand? So they're outside with the driver. He can't drive, he gets a driver, Arab guy. So then he takes us half an hour out of Medina. And then there's a decline downhill. So the bus must go down, obviously. But he just puts it in neutral and the bus is going reverse. Then we jump off, you see, then sometimes I sit by the steering just to tell him, see, I'm going to drive the bus. Nothing you have to do. You just have to hold the steering and the gear is there in neutral. So we take the water out and then we just pull the water. The water also is going reverse gear, you see. So they got some, you understand, there, this magnet or whatever it is. They say in Colenso also, in Taif also when I went, on the way there you experience this. So we say, see the jinnats are pushing you back to Medina. They say, you don't come here. Go away, go away. So just a story we made up, you understand? So that is called Wadi-e-Jinn. So anyway, so when we should come back from there, then we should take them to the place where the camels are and drink camel meat, camel milk, you see. So camel milk, drink it with the intention of sunnah. Eat camel meat. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, if you eat camel meat, then your huzu breaks. Remember that. But that's only his fatwa and verdict. We don't practice on that. So majority scholars say that the huzu breaks, meaning that you must just make literal huzu, just goggle your mouth, wash your hands and so forth. Don't mean your huzu breaks and so forth. So there's a wonderful book, that Fathur Rabbani, Ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, where you find Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is one side, and the Maliki, Shafis, Hanafis are all on the other side. So this is one of these masail there. And so Zamzam is excellent. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. And drink more and more Zamzam. In Ibn Majah, ma'u Zamzama lima shuriba lahu. So my brothers, sisters, children going for Hajj, subhanallah, Allah kabul farmai. And behave like a haji. Don't behave like a ruffian. And don't get involved in politics and so forth. and read, inshallah, Surah 2, verse 128, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you show us what is Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and obviously Medina. We perform a quality Umrah, quality Hajj, quality Ziyarat to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the city of the Master alayhi salam, Medina Munawwara. So Allah Ta'ala take everybody, yes, drink 100% more and more. Not to drink maximum amount of Zamzam is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Go open Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith there.
This is a ridiculous question, an embarrassing question. I have parked my private rifle all over. Ask my girlfriends to abort, which I fear. What to answer my Allah? What dua to say? Will Allah forgive me?
Remember, Quran Kareem states in Surah 39, verse 53, that Almighty Allah states, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, that never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah جل وعلا. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily, Almighty Allah جل وعلا, if prepared to forgive all the sins. So you, my brother, you slept with so many women and you became like Trump and them with your rifle and so forth and so on. So now you got some regret and you told your girlfriends you paid them off, make abortion and so forth. So all this is murder. So the crimes you committed against Almighty Allah, that Allah will forgive you if you ask Allah for sincere, just in tawbah and repentance and so. But hukukul ibad, the rights of people that you cause harm and so forth, you have to ask them for forgiveness. So nevertheless, at least you're making a starting point. Now you realize that death is imminent. Your one leg is on the in the grave about, and the other leg is there on the banana peel. So cry to Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, and inshallah, these people you cause harm, go ask them for forgiveness. People will castigate you, but Allah gives us always a second chance, so that we should try and do at all times, inshallah.
Should we also not go for Umrah to not support the Saudis?
So you must remember that you must go for Umrah, go for Hajj if first time. You don't have to keep on going there. Because remember, when you go, keep on going, then you are definitely supporting them. That same amount of money you're going to use for them. So that is what you're going to use, you must remember, to support them directly, indirectly. Also, my advice will be, rather you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak and use the money there. And then in that way there, what you do is that, so we go to Aqsa Mubarak and then you take thousands and thousands of dollars, rents, and give out there. We can take other people's money, your money, and the zakat, lillah. At least in that way we empower them. And the Palestinians are masters. So now I'm going with my nephew, and I think his car is a diesel car. My brother's son, Muhammad, and his son, Hamza, he's doing his class. So this car makes a big record, so I hope you can hear me. So anyway, so now my advice will be, you go once, twice, mashallah, Makkah, Medina, all that, perform Umrah, Hajj, Ziyarat. But after that, go to Aqsa, and mashallah, use the money there. Your reward will be much greater. 70 countries are trying to destroy Palestine, but the perfume and fragrance of Palestine is spreading everywhere in the world. Revelation in Ghar Hira brought about a revolution. And now Rafah, Gaza, Khan Yunus, all these places are bringing about a global revolution. The Jutlas do not know what to do. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Jazakallah Mufti Sahab, last question. Is taking part in a war more virtuous than going for Hajj? I have a choice to make and need to make it soon.
My brother, if it is a Farz Hajj, then you have to go for the Farz Hajj. That is Farz Ain, meaning upon whom they have the means, then you have to go. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Man arad al hajj fal yata'ajjal, whosoever made intention of Hajj, Farz Hajj, then you must make haste. And you must remember jihad and fighting, all that qital against the enemy is farz kifaya. So if you perform Hajj already, then you go, mashallah, provided that you have paid all your debts and so forth and so on in the path of Allah. But if it is farz Hajj, then you have to go for your farz Hajj. And now, mashallah, we have reached our masjid here in Heidelberg, here in the Indian township, as we called it previously, Masjidur Rahman, established 2007. We came here for the opening, and I brought our beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahab also. Jazakallah khairan, barakallah feek. Once again, we apologize that inshallah all of you make dua, the radio start working soon, soon, inshallah, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, wa salim kareem, and all of you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.